As I'm changing the hand, we sing the song like we really mean that. Really mean that. We are delighted to see that God has seen fit in His all-wise providence to allow the wheels of our lives to roll on and the presence of mind to come together this morning on the Lord's Day and worship Him in spirit and in truth. We are delighted to see those of you who are maybe visiting with us from Churches of Christ. We are delighted to see those of you who are with us, and you are a member of a church, but not a or the Church of Christ. I want to encourage everyone, take the time. Take the time. You are worth it. You can get some idea. Well, it's good to see some of the members that's been out sick. Back this morning. Good to see you all. I won't try to call the names, but it's good to see y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, visiting friends, Jesus, as you study your Bible, you remember His sojourn here on earth? He didn't try to do everything Himself. He chose some men to carry out His message. You remember how many men He chose? What was the number of men He chose? You say, how many apostles did He have? That's how many He chose. He chose 12 apostles. One of them betrayed Him by the name of Judas. And he was replaced after Jesus went on back to glory. But before the day of Pentecost, he was chosen by another, by the apostles. By the name, I believe his name was Matthias. And so he still started, Jesus, with 12 preachers. Because in that same book, chapter, God sent the Holy Spirit to the apostles that they might, like Jesus told them that God would do, that would bring everything to their remembrance that He had taught them. And would guide them into all truth so that they wouldn't make any mistakes in teaching the Word of God. And you may remember in your Bible reading that Jesus specifically said some of the last words that Jesus said to His apostles before He left planet Earth. Don't go preaching anywhere until you're baptized with the Holy Spirit. That's going to bring to your remembrance everything that I've ever taught you. He wanted them to carry His message accurately, without addition or subtraction. They followed His instructions. You say, preacher, you said that 2 weeks ago. You've been hearing so much stuff in 2 weeks that I'm reminding you again of the information that I shared with you from God's holy book, the Bible. Be careful. Be careful. Even those who are in the Church of Christ, make sure that you know where that's recorded in the Bible. But that's the church that Jesus started. One church, not several different churches, one church. But man has started a whole lot of churches, different names. That's what they wanted to do. Jesus told those apostles before He left, don't you go preaching anywhere until you're baptized with the Holy Spirit that will bring everything that I've taught you to your remembrance. And when the apostles were baptized with the Holy Spirit, as I said heretofore, in the book of Acts chapter 1, they began to preach the latter chapter of the book of Acts, chapter 1. They began to preach, and they flowed over into chapter 2, preaching the gospel by the power of the Holy Spirit.
12 apostles. 11 of them died an untimely death. John died a natural death during their preaching career. But they all preach the same gospel. So God, listen, Jesus didn't die for a lot of churches. He died for one church, his church. Not two, not three. Well, all of them talk about Jesus, but is it the one that he established through the preaching of the Holy Spirit in the apostles? Because that's what we're going to be judged by. That's what we're going to be judged by. Now, for a minute, or two, or three, or however minute you count, open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20, I believe it is. A number of people go to church every Sunday and churches that the Bible says nothing about. And they believe that they're on their way to heaven. Not so. Revelation chapter 20. This is not my usual Bible. But I hope this one say the same thing. And, well, I'll let you. You have Revelation chapter 20, about verse 10. What does it say? Brother Brown, you have it? Any of your brothers?
Deceived them, was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Okay. I want you to go back up a little bit further where they talks about Jesus being there and all these information being there, and it's judgment day. Acts chapter 20, I believe it is.
That's it. And I saw a great white throne, mm-hmm. and him that sat on it, mm-hmm. from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, mm-hmm. and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God.
Ho. That's the final roundup. That's the end time of human beings being on earth, because God is going to destroy the earth after he puts us in the other places that we're going to be. And there's only be, the old Bible only talks about two places you can be. In the judgment and after the judgment, only two places. With the Lord and the home that he's prepared for us, and with the place that burned with fire and brimstone, that is burned for those who die out of favor with him. Just two places. Three.
And the books were opened.
And the books were opened.
And another book was opened.
Did you get it? The books were opened. God keeps a book on all of us. And he knows everything that we've ever done, said, or anything else. God keeps the record. And it's going to be open at the final roundup of human affairs. And we're going to be judged out of what's written in glory in our book. And the books were open. And what happened?
And another book was opened, mm-hmm. which is the book of life.
You get that? The books, that's plural. The books were open. And then there was another book. Singular was open. You know which book that book is, don't you? That book that he blesses us to study and to know while we're here, so we can stand at the final roundup of human humanity before God and know that he's going to say, "Well done. Good and faithful servant." Isn't that good news? That's good. The books were open. Everybody's book. And another book was open. Read.
And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works.
Mm-hmm. So someone is taking notes in glory land on all of us. What did you do yesterday? It's in your book. What did I do yesterday? And the book. Books were open. And another book. Read.
And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Now, how clear can your message become? How clear can the necessity of studying the Bible for yourself so that you will know when you obey the book and when you disobey the book? When you are a member of the Lord's church and when you're not a member of the Lord's church, just a church, you need to know, and you must know if you plan to go to heaven, what's in God's book, the Bible. What church his son established. Jesus established one church. The apostles were told not to go, as I said heretofore, preach any other gospel than that which is taught by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is going to guide you into all truth. And they were commanded not to leave you going anywhere after he went on back to glory. Don't go anywhere preaching until you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, because when my Father baptizes you with the Holy Spirit, it's going to bring everything to your remembrance. So if it's not written in the book, why would you not seek what's in the book and then obey what's in the book? You mean to tell me there's only one church in the Bible that God going to save, that the saved people can be in? No, I don't mean to tell you. But I'm going to tell you. But what I would rather for you to do is to begin to study the Bible for yourself. Because he just read, the books was open and another book was open. So God's book is going to be at the judgment. Your book, my book, of a human being is going to be life, is going to be in a book at the judgment. So you can know ahead of time whether or not you're going to heaven or whether or not you're going to that other place called hell. And wherever you go in eternity, there are no changes. It's a life sentence. And you never die. It's a life's glorious blessing. And you don't want to ever die when you go and live with the Lord. You want to live with the Lord? You want to live with the Lord? Do you want to live with the Lord in eternity? You want to live with the Lord in eternity? Holy and righteous is his book. Take the time to read it, believe it, study it, and obey it. And obey it. Final 5 minutes after that. Man is the only creature who knows that he is going to die. Did you know that? Only creature on earth that knows he's going to die. And he's trying desperately in so many cases to forget it. No one is ever ready for life. Listen carefully. No one is ever really ready for life until they are no longer afraid of dying. Since you know you're going to die, why fear it? God has not just told us we're going to die. He has told us what we can do to live happily on earth and happily in eternity. In eternity forever. No one is ever ready to live until you're not afraid of dying. Humanity seems more interested in the origin of the species rather than in the destination of the species. There was a time when you did not exist, but there will never be a time when you will not be. Since you have been birthed into the world, into eternity, your soul will continue to exist in heaven or in that other place that you can count quick, or that you can spell quick. And you don't want to go to the place you can spell. That's going to take all day. I mean, no, I had it right the first time. You don't want to go to that place that you can spell quick. H-E-L-L. Boom. But that other place, H-E-A-V-E, that takes a minute or two. You want to continue to exist. We'll even discover it when we have a headache. We try to take something to get rid of a headache quick. We don't like pain. That's all that is for those who disobey God and don't have time for Him as they sojourn on this, His planet Earth. You won't have, don't have time for God. In eternity, He won't have time for you. The Bible states that the rich man died in the book of Luke, chapter 16. Two men live, two men die. One was rich, one was sickly and poor. The rich man died and he was buried. The other man, the sick man, who lived off of handouts, died also. The rich man wished that he hadn't died. All of us one day will face death. Life, yes. Death, eternity. For every human being. Jesus tells us about the contrast between two men. In their lives on planet Earth. And also in their lives in death and their destiny after they died. A contrast in life. In Luke chapter 16, are you there? Luke chapter 16. Start at verse 19 if you have it. If not, I'll just tell you what it talks about. It talks about a rich man and a poor man. The rich man and Lazarus the beggar is described in Luke 16. They were very different in life. Life is full of many different inequities. We are born with the inequities. We are each born with different gifts and different abilities. Anyone have Luke chapter 16 about verse 19? If you have it, fine. If not, some of us are born into great wealth. Others are born. Maybe not poverty, but on the edge of it. They are called social inequities. Those who are rich and those who are poor are often perceived differently. The poor man live. The rich man live. But that text also goes on to say in 16 chapter verse Luke 16, about verse 22, both the poor man and the rich man died. The Bible says that the rich man died and was buried. We don't have that information on the poor man. The Bible doesn't say that the beggar was buried, only that he died. The beggars of that day were often discarded when they die without a proper burial. It was not uncommon. very, very different. Lies and dying. They died, but they went to different places in their death. Those individuals in life who really want to extend comfortable living, they take the time, or you take the time, to study the Word of God for yourself. Check behind all preachers. All leaves out how many? All leaves out none. Check behind all preachers, including this one. You want to make heaven your eternal home overboard. And another reason I want you to check behind this one, because if I make a mistake, I want to know about it so I can correct it. But I try not to do that. But if I do that, I want to know about it on this side of time, not on the other side. In Luke 16, it's a story, it's an illustration of contrast living. It is a story of two differing individuals, one rich, one poor. Jesus is the one that's telling us about the contrast between two men in their lives on planet Earth and in their lives in death and their destinies in death. The rich man and Lazarus the beggar, described in Luke chapter 16, they were very, very, very different in life. And life is full of inequities. We are born with inequities in many cases. We are all born with different types of gifts that God blesses us with as we grow. Those who are sure enough want to go to heaven by obeying God on earth manifests to God that I want to live forever with you. Live your life like you want to go to heaven. We sing the song so wonderfully. Hold to what? God's unchanging hand. The Bible says that the rich man was in torment after he died. There's a countless many of individuals who have died unprepared to meet God. Many of them scoff at individuals who are living while they are living on earth, and they know of individuals who are endeavoring to serve God so that they might make heaven their eternal home of abode. They like to make fun of those people. Be that as it may, hold, we sing the song, don't we? Hold to God's unchanging hand. The Bible teaches and gives us examples of those who mocked and of those who died in favor with God. Listen. When you go back to Genesis 1, the creative week, God created man, humans, for himself also. When you go back and read it and read it and read it, how wonderfully he did everything so that they would be comfortable when he created them. He loved them. That's why he did what he did. Before he did what he done. And then created man I mean, created man and did everything for the man. Then he said in verse 26, let us make man. Over there in Genesis, I believe, chapter 1. Let us make man. And let them have some of our characteristics. Isn't that wonderful? God created us to have some sense. And he created us in such a way that we could hear, believe, repent, and confess. And follow his instructions. So we have no excuse. No excuse at the final roundup of human affairs. Oh, church. What a day. Judgment day is going to be. It's a glorious day for those of you and those of us who have time in our life on earth to please God and live for God and take and study his word so that we will know what he would have us to do. Satan is an enemy of God. He does not love God, and he instills that in those who follow him and listen to him. But God has prepared a place for those who obey him and for those who disobey him and die in that state, leave this world. Oh, church, what God has stated waiting for us, that know his will and obey his will. A home eternal in the heavens, not made with hands. What's your desire to do? Yes, I have a whole lot of more pages to study, to preach. No. I didn't say I'm going to preach them all this morning. Peace. Relax. Sit back. Your Bible says one Lord, one faith, one baptism. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. The first gospel sermon that was preached on planet Earth was preached in the city of Jerusalem at Acts chapter 2. They start in chapter latter part of chapter 1. Thousands of Jews heard the message that was preached by Peter, because Jesus had given Peter the privilege in Matthew chapter 16 of preaching the first gospel sermon on planet Earth. They listened to that motley crowd. They listened to Peter, that motley crowd did. Peter made a note, a statement, that really shocked them. Peter said, that same Jesus that y'all crucified, I believe it was about 50 or 60 days before that sermon was being preached in Pentecost. He said, that same Jesus, not only has he risen, God has made him both Lord and King. You know the story, I've said it often enough. They were shocked. They asked Peter, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter never mentions prayer to that crowd. I repeat. They asked the question, what shall we do? We know we have sinned. We know that we have done something wrong. What do we do? Well, you just pray and ask God to forgive. No, you're not one of his children. Then Peter said unto them, repent, be godly sorrowful for the sins that you have committed, and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift or the inheritance. You'll be pleasing unto God, and he will add you. Oh, watch this. And he will add you. You see, you don't join the Church of Christ. You do what God tells you to do, and he adds you to his church. And the only church that you read about in the Bible that was pleasing to God. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The Church of Christ salute you. It's in your Bible, Romans chapter 16. Where are you living? Where are you now? Where are you now? Are you supporting the Lord's church on planet Earth? Or are you supporting another church that you dislike? Well, a church is a church. I would highly recommend that you don't die before you learn better. Don't die before you learn better. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. That's what your Bible says. Now, if you don't like that, take it up with the one who said it. Did you hear me? Take it up with God. Study your Bible. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. I said that heretofore this morning. I think I did. Make your calling and election sure. Do you want to make heaven your eternal home abode? Obey what you can read in God's Bible, and particularly in the New Testament. Reiterating, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Children, obey your parents for the Lord. This is right. Don't leave this world as an individual who knew about the Church of Christ, who read about the Church of Christ, churches of Christ in the book, in the Bible. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. That's in your Bible. And live faithful unto death. Be faithful, not just on Sunday morning. I'm particularly saying that to those of you who are already members of the Church of Christ. This is the Lord's Day. And we worship God on the Lord's Day. It's not for giving Him 10 minutes and then going and fleeing around here, there, and yon for the rest of the day. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Seek you first. Seek you first, that which pleases God. Make your calling and election sure. We can't pay for our salvation. The price is below us. That's why Jesus died for us. You're here this morning? Remember, Sunday is just like Monday. When Monday starts on Monday, it's Monday all day. When Sunday starts on Sunday, would you believe it's Sunday all day? Let us come together and manifest the fact that we love the Lord and we love Him truly. And we have time for Him. And the first time you maybe driving a nail and hit your hand, oh Lord, have mercy. You want Him to have mercy and make you ease that lick. Brothers and sisters, we are more than what we have become. I'm very concerned about what we have done and what we have become too content with what we have done. There is still, I think there's a song, there's much to do, work on every hand. There is still much work to be done. There's still much to do. God didn't bring us here for us to stop here. He wants that auditorium filled with those who love Him. And I don't believe that God would have brought us here if we were not capable of fulfilling His desires for this edifice. you tell, you relate this information to those who are with you sleeping when they wake up. But church, it's on my heart. It's on my heart what God has blessed us to do in the past that others said we couldn't do. But he did it through us anyway. And this is one of the, this is another one of those occasions. Hold to God's unchanging hands. Some have already fled, whatever the word is. Do you love the Lord? Do you want to be saved? If you're here and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, my responsibility as a gospel preacher is to preach the word, and I've endeavored to do that. And God says, Jesus told his apostles, after his resurrection, he says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded. I have commanded. Now, if you're supporting an institution or a religious organization that he has not commanded, he died for this one, the Church of Christ. He died for the Church of Christ. Church of Christ, salute you. You think he's going to bless you? And he died to give you something, us something? I don't think so. Matter of fact, I know so. Make your calling and election sure, so that when you come to that point in our lives, in the book of Revelation where it says the book and the books were open, that's everybody's book, and then there was another book open, and we're going to be judged out of those things which are written in the book. You want to hear your name. And you want your name to already be in the book of life. How do I become a member of the church? I already told you that. You've heard the word. Do you believe it? Are you godly sorrowful for the sinful life that you live heretofore? Are you willing to acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? That's called confession. Are you willing to be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you've ever committed, and the Lord will add you to his church? Yeah. I believe I am. But I didn't bring my clothes again. I don't bring my swimming suit. Don't worry about it. We got your swimming suits in there. And we got a baptizer here this morning. The water is, I think the water is body temperature. So what's your complaint? What's your excuse? The water's ready. The baptizer's ready. The garments are ready. You won't have to must up your jeans. We sing a song. All things are ready. Come. Now is the acceptable time. You say, well, I want to think it over. Well, now, you have a guarantee from glory that you're going to have enough time, that he's going to give you enough time to do some more thinking? Because I think I made the lesson pretty clear this morning. Now is the acceptable time. And I want to say reiterate to those of us who are already in the body of Christ, he didn't bring us to be slothful, to be negligent, show up on Sunday morning and disappear. I got some running around I want to do. I want to do this, I want to do that. This is Sunday. And we refer to it as the what day? We refer to it as the Lord's Day. Now, if you want to take off and do some things, do it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And even Saturday if you want to. But why take up the Lord's time? Amen, preacher. Why do I preach this way? Because I believe God is pleased. And you can understand it. And I believe that you want to know how to please God, to keep God pleased in your life. Amen. You've heard the word. For those of you who are not in the Bible, in the Church of Christ, you make sure that you can read about that church that you are supporting. Make sure that you can read about that church in the Bible. Because that's what the Bible, we just read, shared with you, that that's what the books are going to be open to judgment. Individual books of the people and God's book. Your book, my book, had better coincide with God's book. What church were you a member of, Brown? Church of Christ. Where is that in my Bible? Romans 16:16. Are we getting the picture? I'm not preaching to get people angry. I'm trying to get people to obey the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and make heaven their eternal home of abode. Now, how you handle that information, that's your call. But I pray God that you will handle it in such a way that He is well pleased. We're going to be singing a song of encouragement. May God bless you to make a decision that pleases Him most of all. If you're in the body already, have you been faithful to the Lord? Not just give Him in an hour or two on Sunday, but as you leave this place, are you faithfully following His way in life? And then come on back and encourage your brothers and sisters in Christ for the evening worship and the Bible class. The lesson is yours. May God bless you to make a God-honoring decision. As we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
There's a fountain free, 'tis for you and me. Let us haste, oh haste, to the brink. 'Tis a fount of love from the source above, and He bids us all freely drink.